Yo, welcome to another episode of Ugly Side of Entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Candace Holyfield Parker, widely known as the six-figure spot chick on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, 12-year serial entrepreneur, six-time award-winning spa owner, two-time best-selling author. I founded and created the largest African-American spa community in the world, the Only Black Spa Expo, and the Only Black Spa Awards. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so excited to have created this platform to share the ugly things of entrepreneurship that I never had an idea about. I didn't know these things were coming my way. I also have special guests each episode also sharing ugly thing that they didn't know about entrepreneurship, so we can save you guys time, energy, and money. So this particular episode is so special because guess what? It's my birthday! Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. I'm so thankful to be in the land of the living. I am so thankful to have Wi-Fi. I'm so thankful to have my mind and my voice. I'm just thankful. So happy birthday to me. In this particular episode, I want to talk about a few things. This is going to be part one. I have a lot of parts that are coming, but this is going to be part one. And on this episode, two things that I want to talk about. Number one, the first thing I want to talk about that is an ugly part of entrepreneurship, everybody, is how entrepreneurship not only affects you, but it affects your family, your friends, your children. The decisions you make affects not only you, but other people. So here I am. Today is my birthday. I'm in my new house. And I was talking to my daughter, who's only 10 years old. And she said that she never experienced a bad life. And y'all, that was a flex. I was so happy that my 10-year-old is able to say she's had an amazing childhood. She has an amazing life. And she hasn't experienced the ugly side of life because her mom decided to be an entrepreneur, all right? And then I have a 21-year-old, and I asked my 21-year-old, I said, what can you remember from me being an entrepreneur that was ugly or a bad time, and it affected you as a child? And so, of course, whoo, honey, the 21-year-old started rolling it down, okay? And so, those of you who are already into entrepreneurship, if you're listening, you're aspiring to get into entrepreneurship, I want to make sure that everybody understands that your actions affect not only you, but your kids, your family, and your friends. And so my daughter started to replay all of the past things that happened. And I'm so thankful that my 10-year-old never had to experience those things. And she was only 2 years old when we moved to Atlanta. And so one part of entrepreneurship that got ugly for me, everybody, is whenever I don't have a plan and whenever I'm not clear. So whoever is listening, number one, do you have a plan? And then number two, are you clear on how to execute the plan? That's a huge mistake that happens with entrepreneurs, or I mean, just life in general. We're not clear on how to fully execute. That's how people start things and then they don't finish things because the execution is not clear. What's required to execute is not clear. So now, everybody, in 2022, going into 2023, I'm super clear on the plan, and I'm also making sure that I'm super clear on the execution. Who's involved with me getting to this goal? What's involved? I'm super clear on that because I don't want these past mistakes to happen again for myself, my children, my family, nor my friends. And hopefully this information can help you as an entrepreneur. So first thing first, everybody, I moved to Atlanta. And I didn't have a plan. I was coming to Atlanta. I was going to events. I was doing my spa lounges at events, celebrity events, influencer events. Everyone loved it. 6 months later, I moved to Atlanta. But I didn't fully think about the plan. I didn't fully think about how am I going to ensure that I still make six figures? Because mind you, I'm coming from Memphis as a six-figure earner, moved to Atlanta and got flat broke. My daughter told me she remember how one day we had a car and then the next day we didn't have a car anymore. How we was in Memphis in a nice home and we moved to Atlanta and was sleeping on the floor because I didn't fully execute the plan. I didn't fully think about every little single detail in the plan to ensure my kids don't sleep on the floor, to ensure I don't get into a depression, to ensure I have support, cash flow. I didn't even write out a business plan. I didn't do it. That's another jam too, everybody. It's about to be a new year. Have you wrote out your business plan yet for 2023? If you already have a business plan, have you updated? Things have changed. The economy has shifted majorly. Groceries are very expensive. Update the business plan or create a brand new one. And the website that I use is called Law Depot. You can go in there and create one for absolutely free. You can pay a one-time fee of $33 to have access to the documents to constantly update it. It's a one-time fee of $33. And then they have a yearly plan. I need to get an affiliate link with them because I'm just shouting them out. But that's the one that I use. I've already done my business plan for 2023. I got the plan. I got the numbers. We good to go, because what happened this year and things that happened before, we want to ensure that those things do not happen again. Does that make sense, everybody? All right. And then another thing I want to talk about that's super important. These are ugly things that happened this year. This is my first time. I don't know if my head gonna get chopped off of this or what, but this is my first time. I'm so gung-ho about telling everybody you got to get a contract. So if you want to be 100% entrepreneur and do whatever it is that you do, I'm now aggressively telling everybody to get you a contract. And when I say get you a contract, that means that you're going to get a contract to do what you do, but you're going to be doing it now with or for another company to ensure your cash flow. You want to ensure this cash flow. So if I am six, and mind you guys, this took me 12 years. This took me 12 years to be able to come and tell everybody this. If you are an entrepreneurship and you do not want to get into a bad season, a rainy day, you know how they say, hey, when it rains, it pours. You don't want that to be a story. And so one way that I'm super excited and I'm so thankful, I have a six-figure contract with another multi-million dollar company that's going to pay me every single month. So that's outside of what I do at Six Figure Spot Chick, because now I have a multi-million dollar company. I'm an independent contractor with them. I'm in contract and I get paid every single month from this company. I love it. I love it. So now I'm telling everybody, get you a contract. I also, why this is so important, I need y'all to understand about this ugly side of entrepreneurship. You will have unexpected attacks. Oh, baby. This year, unexpected attacks this year. Two lawsuits, not one, but two lawsuits. All right. I like to call it trauma bonding. The girls get the trauma bonding together, right? Two lawsuits cost me thousands of dollars. Mind you, I did win the first big lawsuit. I won that one. The second one, super small, so it can't make me or break me. So I'm not even putting no energy into that one, right? And so me going through this lawsuit, right? If I'm in a lawsuit, those of you who don't know, it's certain things you can say, certain things you can't say, you can't do this. And now it could be a problem with your money. It could be a problem with your money. Doing it, my first big lawsuit, I quit taking clients. I was taking clients at $2,000, $3,500, $10,000. I quit taking clients because I was like, I don't know what's going to happen. I can't say this. I can't say that. I'm super vocal on social media. I'm super transparent. And so I had to make sure I was protecting myself, not saying things that could come back and hurt me in the lawsuit. And during that time, y'all, I lost $1 million. And mind you, more things happened as well as a part of this $1 million loss that I'll talk about on part two. So first thing first, if you are in a position, you want to make sure you got some money for a lawyer. Everybody, you want to make sure you got contracts. Depending on who you are and what you're doing, you listen to this. Every single client needs to sign a contract. I need y'all to understand, I won that lawsuit. It saved me because I had a contract in place and it was signed. That helped me tremendously. Where are your contracts? In the instance that a client gets upset about anything. So check this out. If you are selling product, like even if you have a Shopify store, Where are the policies? Where is the refund policy? Where is the return policy? Where is the shipping policy? Everybody, you need to have your policies in place, that you need to make sure the potential client is seeing the policies. If you are listening to this and you got a coaching program, a mastermind, everybody got to sign a contract. Everybody. Also, depending on who your lawyer is, my lawyer now looks over every single contract that I have. Also, if you guys need help with getting your contracts created, sent out, signed, all that, her name is Jessica James. Her Instagram is THE_JessicaJames. The_JessicaJames. She will create your contracts for you. She will send them out to all your clients for you. She will make sure they are signed for you. She will onboard all of the clients for you. You guys want to get you some contracts. And if you are listening to this podcast and you don't have enough money to pay Jessica, or you don't have enough money to hire somebody to handle this for you, you can go to Etsy. Go to Etsy. You got to get a contract. Those of you who are doing packages, memberships, these clients have to sign a contract. No refunds, no this, no that. You got to do your part. You can't, after you miss this many appointments, you're taking off the list. Everybody, contracts, contracts, contracts. I'm telling you, this is what's going to save your business when these unexpected attacks come. So those are contracts you will need in the business. And now I'm aggressively telling everybody, go get you a contract. So for example, a lot of people who follow me, they have a spa. So I'm going to go get me a contract with maybe a Fortune 500 company where I can go there once a month or so often, whatever in the contract, and do my spa services at that location. I'm going to have me a contract. So two different sides to the contract. And I want to make sure you guys are clearly understanding what I am saying, because in business, guys, it can get ugly, and it can get ugly so fast. I'm telling y'all, one day I was here, I was making all this money. The next day, okay, I'm going through a lawsuit. She done blasted me on social media. I'm talking to lawyers. My business is already high stress. Okay, two, everybody, it's about to be a new year. And I was in a class, I was reading something, and it said, everything that is underperforming, you want to go ahead and remove it from the business. You want to go ahead and remove it from the beads. And so you guys have to ask yourself, what did not perform well this year? Am I keeping it, or I'm letting it go? And on the second part of that, what stressed me out this year? Am I keeping it, or I'm letting it go? So for me, my company stressed me out this year. So I removed myself from my own company. Number one, to keep my company's good name. And number two, just to save myself. So I removed myself from my company because the stress was that high. I still got to go help people. This somebody else who I helped make over $300,000+. I'm dealing with this. It was just too much stress. So you guys got to ask yourself, when do I remove myself from my company? Am I helping my company, or am I hurting my company? That's a bar. That's a bar. Am I helping my company, or am I hurting my company? So mind you, I've been a head girl in charge so long. Oftentimes, y'all, we might don't know when we hurting the company. Luckily, I'm smart enough. I'm smart enough to see, not only am I hurting my company, I'm hurt. I'm hurt. I don't feel good to do what I love to do. I don't feel good getting up this morning to go run my business. It didn't feel good. And so I knew then to not only to remove myself from my company, but to just get myself together on every single level. Because a lot happened this year. A lot happened this year, right? So now today is my birthday. I got an amazing email this morning from one of the companies that I have a contract with. I'm so thankful. Another thing too, y'all, the reason why these contracts are so important. I know for example, this one of the contracts that I have, it's a 90-day payout. And so I did a bunch of work, finally up to the 90 days. But guess what, guys? I'm not getting the check until January of the following year. So now I start my year off with six figures that I know is coming in from 5 months of work I did the previous year. That brought me six figures that I know is going to come in 2023. So I'm automatically at six-figure earnings already in 2023 for work I did the previous year. That's another thing, too, I want to make sure I tell everybody. Ugly side of entrepreneurship. You guys want to be smart as possible, and you want everything to be cute and pretty as possible, right? So now I'm strategically working my business. I'm strategically and intentionally moving how I need to move because of the ugly things that happen. So I'm making sure, hey, okay, I got six figures coming in 2023. Okay, I know there's six figures I can use to pay my bills, travel, invest, whatever I got to do. There's six figures guaranteed. I know I got it. That's another thing too, everybody. Where's your guarantee money? Where's your guarantee cash flow? Where's your guarantee clients? Where's your guarantee sense of mind and security and confidence? Ooh, that's a whole nother podcast if I start talking about confidence. Oh my gosh. Because all these things can make entrepreneurship become ugly. No sense of confidence. No sense of security. No sense of daily cash flow. No sense of support. No sense of team and people understanding the assignment. No sense of knowing every number in your business. All of these things can make it be ugly in your entrepreneurship journey. So today it is my birthday. I'm so thankful. I am so thankful. I'm super excited for this new platform that we have to educate, talk, fellowship. I got some bomb people coming through on the podcast to share information with you guys to save you time, headache, and money as well, to discuss ugly things that has happened. Because you guys know that, you know, if we're on social media or whatever we're doing, it's only a glimpse of somebody's real business. Those are 1 minute videos, 1 minute reels. If we're on a panel somewhere, that could be 5, 20, 30 minutes, and it's a snippet inside of someone's business or their life, and it's not enough. So we need platforms like this that we can talk over and over every week, every day, hear from different people, talk about different things, because a lot of these things need to be talked about. They need to be addressed so we could save somebody else. And also it's a safe space for us now. And one thing one of my mentors, Skittles, taught me, she said she never talk about the storm until she's out of the storm. So I'm out of that big lawsuit. So now I'm talking about it only a little bit just to make sure you guys are prepared in case you get into a lawsuit. I lost $1 million, right? I'm out of that now. And so now I can talk about it and discuss it. But those was ugly things that happened. Me falling in Miami and going to the emergency room and having a concussion and finding out about a mass on my knee, and I've never been the same since. And those are all ugly things. Me not having insurance. Oh my gosh, it's ugly. It's ugly because I pay cash. If I go to the dentist, I go to the doctor, I go see my doctor, I always just pay cash. It's never been an issue. But them doctor bills, oh boy, they are ugly. Ain't nothing cute about them. So I want to make sure you guys get your insurance as well. Shout out to Marquisha. Her Instagram page is Insurance for Bosses. She doesn't even be on social media a lot, but not only can she help you guys with your life insurance policies, she can also help you guys get insurance. Whether you work a job, you are an entrepreneur, she can help you guys get insurance. So that's another thing as well. Get your insurance. You don't know when something's going to happen to you. And now you got a bunch of doctor bills, or you don't want to, you know, go get the help because you know it's going to be a high bill. Go get your insurance, like $60 a month, $70 a month. Super affordable. Go get your insurance because things will get ugly, everybody. All right. So this is part one of Ugly Side of Entrepreneurship. I'm titling this episode The Really Shit I Ever Spoke. I'm coming back with part two. I want to try to keep the keep it kind of short because I know the attention span of people is super short. I also wanted to be innovative and that you guys be able to listen to this while you're in your car or while you're working out to make it more convenient for you guys to hear the message. All right. So today is my birthday. My birthday sale is live. I'll be on IG Live today. We have my party today at the Versace store. I want to be surrounded by love. That's another thing too, everybody. Are you really surrounded by love? Is it true, genuine love? Now, I told everybody, I don't want to be fake this weekend. I don't want to be fake this weekend. I don't want to act like I'm good and I'm not good. Ever since I failed, my head been hurt. Oh my gosh, my head hurts bad every single day. I don't want to be fake this weekend. I don't want people to ask me, hey, how you doing? And I'm like, hey, I'm okay. No, I'm not okay. I'm tired. I'm stressed out. I'm exhausted. My head hurts. I'm in a sleep depression about this mass on my knee. I did not want to be fake this weekend. I wanted to honestly be able to tell people how I feel if they ask me. Super honest. So that's another big thing I'm advocating for as well in this upcoming new year outside of the contracts. It's just being super clear, being able to have real friends, real family. So when you're not having a good day or when you can no longer be that strong person, you can tell somebody and they can fill in the gap. That's another, gotta be an advocate for that in this next season, everybody. Because if we are the strong ones, when we're crying out for help, nobody recognizes that we're crying out for help. Nobody even knows, because we've been strong for so many years. We're the strong friend, we're the strong daughter, we're the strong cousin, we're the strong entrepreneur. And so I'm being a big advocate for that as well. On this platform, every platform I speak on, just moving forward, because that also, it becomes ugly, it becomes tiring, it becomes draining, and we got to take more accountability for that, and we got to take more accountability for really, like me, y'all, I'm creating a sisterhood, I'm creating a village. It has to be real, it has to be solid, it has to be. Because this next season is what I need. It's what other people, I've been there for everybody else. I needed this go around. So I'm creating that. I'm letting everybody know, hey, I need you. I need you to fill in the gap for me on any day when you see me not my best. Like, I'm being clear to everybody. Hey, what do you need from me? And this is what I need from you. Oh, yes. So we're going to end on that note, y'all. We're going to end on that note. I want y'all to come back for part two that's coming out tomorrow. Part two coming out tomorrow. All right, we're going to have our very first special guest episode premiering on January the 2nd. We will be live from Cabo. So make sure you guys turn on your notifications. Tell a friend. I want to just keep it soft and cute on this first episode. But I'm coming back with part two tonight on the really shit I ever spoke. It's going to get a little spicy tonight, but I ain't want to come too hard on y'all on episode number one. But come back. I'm releasing another one tomorrow night. Part two of the really shit I ever spoke. It's your girl, Six Figure Spot Chick, Candace Holyfield Parker, coming to you from my very own podcast, Ugly Side of Entrepreneurship. We'll see y'all on the next episode.